Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting third. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting sixth. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Walt French. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jack Quinn. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting third. The right fielder, Homer Suma. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Schott. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Schott. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cobb moves to third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon takes first base on ball four. Homer Suma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suma strikes out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell misplays the ball. That's an error on Sewell. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. French moves to second. Two outs. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cobb. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Boley. Sewell moves to third. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell scores. Jacobson moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale bunts towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to third. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bishop tags and scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Spurgeon bunts between the mound and first base. Quinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spurgeon for the out. Jameson moves to second. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa hits a line drive towards first. Dykes catches it and throws to second to double up Jameson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkins hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-1 in the game. French hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell misplays the ball. That's an error on Sewell. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Boley reaches second base with a double. French goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Athletics. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0-for-1 in the game. Quinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boley scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bishop hits a ball on the ground for a single. Quinn moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Quinn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sewell moves to second. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Sewell moves to second. It's 3-2, Athletics. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. Jacobson moves to second. Two outs. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0-for-1 in the game. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Spurgeon bunts towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to second. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-2 in the game. Summa hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jameson tags and moves to third. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 2 in the game. French hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon misplays the ball. That's an error on Spurgeon. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Quinn bunts between the mound and first base. Schott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quinn for the out. French moves to second. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. French moves to third. Bishop moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Hale reaches second base with a double. French scores. Bishop scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-2, Athletics. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutzk juggles the ball. That's an error on Lutzk. Hale scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cobb. The throw from Sewell and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Cobb goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Lutzk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutzk is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lutzk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 3 in the game. Perkins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson who is chasing the ball. Perkins reaches third base with a triple. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Perkins scores. It's 8-2, Athletics. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-3 in the game. French hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. French moves to second. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutzk fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett pinch hits for Joe Schott. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Spurgeon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Summa hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cobb. Summa reaches second base with a double. Spurgeon moves to third. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dutch Lovson now pitching. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bishop moves to second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it and throws to second for the out. Bishop moves to third. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sewell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Lutzk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutzk is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lutzk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Dykes hits a line drive towards short. Sewell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Perkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Perkins. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. Two outs. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. French hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Dutch Lovson. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bishop can't make a play. That's a base hit. Myatt moves to third. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Myatt scores. One out. It's 8-3, Athletics. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 4 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up towards first. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.